More and more, it seems like people are staying downtown when they're coming for these events. The more I talk to people and interview them as I do these stories, they're talking about how this is becoming their family vacation, the thing that their kids want to do. They set aside some money, they set aside some time, and they all come stay in Salt Lake together.
Are these Utah people staying over in Salt Lake, or are they coming from far, far away to be at Salt Lake Comic-Con?
Most of the attendees are coming from Utah, but every family who's here, there's someone who's hearing about it from another state, and more we're getting guests coming from different areas.
So what is it worth? Do we have a dollar number for what this does to Salt Lake City's bottom line?
I'd have a hard time pulling that straight out of my head, but there's no question that just looking at the city streets and how packed they are, that this has a real impact.
How many years have they been doing this?
The first Salt Lake Comic Con was in September 2013, so got a couple years behind us.
2013, and we have 120,000 people who flood in for this thing?
That was the attendance last fall. Salt Lake Comic Con topped 120,000 attendees, and from the looks of it, they're on track to keep up with that again.
Now, yesterday, the Mark Hamill event at Vivint with William Shatner, how many people showed up for that specific event?
The estimate is that it's more than 10,000 people came to watch Mark Hamill's panel, and then William Shatner followed right after him. They knew it was going to be a huge event. There was a lot of fan demand, so they moved it from the ballroom in the Salt Palace Convention Center, where they usually been, to a bigger stage.